We continue in Mark's gospel, immediately following the passage from yesterday about the rich young man who came to Christ with a desire for something more, the desire for eternal life, but went away sad because he was unwilling to let go of his many worldly, earthly possessions. And Christ continues his conversation with Peter, and Peter says, well, we've given up everything. Like, what about us? And so this beautiful promise that whatever we give, we will be repaid. We have to be careful, keeping in mind the first reading where he says, Sirach says, don't make your offering as a bribe. You know, we come with this condition to Jesus, I'll do this for you, Lord, if you do this for me. I'll stop this if you do this. We have this kind of transactional relationship with God sometimes. But Christ says, we do this for the sake of the gospel, the sake of the good news, the sake of this call to freedom, this invitation to eternal life, which doesn't have to wait until the day that we die, but it begins now. And so we pray for the grace to believe in this promise, that as we detach ourselves from the things of this world, the many things of this world, not just monetary and physical objects, but of all the things, all the attachments that draw us down, the desire for affirmation, the desire for adulation, the desire for a good reputation and prominence. We let go of all of that for the sake of the gospel. And we continue this journey with Christ towards Jerusalem, especially it's a fitting passage as we prepare for Ash Wednesday tomorrow, when the Lord is going to really walk with us on this journey to Jerusalem. You know, today is Mardi Gras, Fat Tuesday, traditionally the day where we would rid ourselves of all the extra things in our house so that we are unencumbered on this journey towards Jerusalem. Many people today, including many Catholics, will be using this day as an excuse for drunken debauchery. You know, we want to avoid that temptation to ever give in to that desire to gorge ourselves on the passing pleasures of the world. But we use this day really as a day of reflection to allow the Lord to reveal to us what our attachments are, promising us, the Lord does, fulfillment and repayment. And it's interesting to see that one of the things that he repays us is with persecutions. We will be repaid with persecutions. As Christians, as Catholics, we should expect this. You know, we are going to the cross, and so often we're afraid of that. We pray for the grace. We ask our Blessed Mother to walk with us on this journey of purification, with this journey towards salvation.